As we prepare for the Lord's table, let us pray. Father, I do thank you that you allow us to come to you again in prayer. Father, we praise you that you are a God that is so near us. You hear our prayer and you answer prayer. And Lord, now that we come to you remembering what your Son has accomplished. Father, thank you. As we just prayed, Lord, all we have is Christ. Father, thank you for your Son. Thank you for his completed work, what he accomplished in a perfect, sinless life, going to the cross, dying on the cross, being buried and raising from the ground to conquer sin and death. Father, thank you. Thank you that we can come to you and pray all this in your Son's name. Amen. As we prepare for the Lord's table, would you take your Bibles and go to Romans chapter 5? As we prepare for the elements, I ask you to remember the imperative that Paul brought to the Corinthian church in chapter 11 of 1 Corinthians, that every time we participate, every time we partake the Lord's table, we are doing this in remembrance of him. And as a call to remember, I want to take a look at Romans chapter 5, verses 1. And we're going to talk about a couple other verses, but let me start with verse 1. Therefore, since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. There's a few words I want to highlight here in this verse, and the first is being justified. It might sound to you like a large word, a theological word, and it is, but it's a one-time event. I would want you to know this only happens once in a believer's life. This being justified doesn't make you righteous, but being justified to God declares us as righteous. Because of the gospel reality of what Jesus has accomplished. It's a righteousness because of the substitutionary death of Jesus Christ paying the penalty of our sin. The best way to understand this being justified, we find later in the chapter, Romans chapter 5 and verse 18, and I'll read it, verse 18 and 19. Consequently, just as the result of one trespass was condemnation for all men, so also the result of one act of righteousness was justification that brings life to all men. For just as though the disobedience of the one man, the many were made sinners, so also through the obedience of one man, many will be made righteous. That is our hope. Our hope is in the finished work of what Jesus Christ accomplished. That is where being justified comes from the work of Christ. The second word I want to highlight in this passage is faith. It's a faith that comes from God's grace. We sang about that today. It's a grace that gives me what I need to have faith. It's best understood as it's in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8, for it is by grace that you have been saved through faith and not of yourself. It is a gift of God. So if you are sitting here today and have faith to believe, grace has come. Praise God for the grace that he brings into a dark world. And I want to highlight also the word peace. It means we're no longer enemies with God. It's a reality of what Paul writes in Colossians chapter 1, verse 21. Once you were alienated from God, you were enemies in your minds because of our evil behavior. This peace we have is the grace that Jesus Christ brought into this world, that we can no longer be enemies, but we are now united in what Christ has done. The only reason we would have peace with God is because what Jesus Christ has accomplished. As we prepare for communion, will you prayerfully consider what Jesus has accomplished for you? His perfect sinless life, his horrific death on a cross, and his conquering of sin, conquering of death, we can be justified, receive faith, and be at peace with the creator of the world, the universe. If you're here today and you would say that you're not a believer, we're thankful that you're here. And I would ask you, I would plead with you to pray that the Lord would show you grace, that he would show you that you are a sinner in need of a Savior. I spent the first 28 years of my life thinking that I was basically a good person. And there was a righteousness of not having murdered people and being born in this country that I thought I would stand before a holy God and be counted righteous. But I was wrong. If you're here and you don't know the Lord, I plead with you to prayerfully ask him to show you that you're a sinner that needs salvation and what the means of salvation are. Grace has come, and it has come in our Savior Jesus Christ. So if you're here and that is you, please let the elements pass you by. This is a time for believers to remember what Jesus has done. We're going to take communion on our own. So men, if you'll bring the elements, we will prepare for taking the Lord's Supper.